anything without being obvious about it. I mean, without saying it in so many words, but you should put in a little more about the necessity for our moving toward the Soviet. In other words, with regard to the Soviet, we have to realize, I mean, that we are seeking détente with the Soviet. It is not directed against you, but our interests clash in Europe, our interests clash in the Middle East, our interests can clash in the Caribbean. We intend to protect our interests, but we are going to cede it. And our interests clash, of course, with the competition on our arms.
I think, Mr. President, we have now positioned the Russians. I didn't have a chance to tell you. I told him. He said this. He thinks his own guess is that the answer is yes. But he says Brezhnev was in Berlin until the 20th, and now he is afraid that the session they had scheduled today of the Politburo is going to be cancelled because of the cosmonauts. So he...
And well, you should tell him, look, we've got to have an answer.
I said, I've got to have an answer. I said, we've got to have an answer by the close of business on the 6th. And if it comes in any later than that, I just want you to know, the president has already extended it. He's got to make other plans. And so in a way now, the best way for us to get off the hook with them is to say, Anatole, I've told you and told you. I told you June 10th. We had to know it on June 30th.
You said that now that we can go visit China as far as Russia's concerned.
If the Russians do not give us a summit, we could go in December or late November or summer to China. Don't you think, Al?
Yes, sir.
And we could tell the Russians, and Anatole can go home and say, you crazy sons of bitches, you screwed it up.
That's right.
And... actually, technically, if we don't get it by the 7th, it doesn't make any difference what they decide.
Yeah.
Al can't get it to me fast enough.
Yeah. The other point, of course, is this, if we don't get it there by the 7th.
On the other
hand, you've got to figure that the Russians then, if you go to China, there is a chance that they'll blow. No, they won't blow. But they'll blow us off.
The risk we run with the Russians.
Were this person's hellish problems for them?
Well, if they blow salt, they could blow salt, they could jack up the Middle East, and they could start raising hell in the Caribbean.
That's correct.
Now, of course, we can go hard right.
They won't do Berlin because they want to get along with the Germans.
That's right. And in fact, our major problem in Berlin now is we're coming up with, I know we'll never get credit for it, but we're coming up with a really superb agreement on that.
Yeah.
Which is actually an improvement.
Can they still sing it?
Yeah, but, you know, the Russians are making so many concessions now that it's getting tough to... I've got Rush held until July 20th.
Yeah.